grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Oh, yeah. It's just like old times, man.
Sure is. Kia ora.
Hello. Hello, so Millie. Good to see you again.
Isn't it? It's been a while.
It's been ages, man. It's been ages.
How are you going? On this day, not only is it VE Day, so we celebrate peace with a fatty. If you're currently getting into the 420 mood, there you go. Contemplate some peace. And also smoke coming out of the Vatican. That's your other
smoke. That's so true.
What are they up to down there? What are they smoking?
What are they doing?
Of course, we covered Easter a couple of weeks ago, and all that stuff about the incense, it all started with psychoactive things, and that's the whole point. Fill the tent with psychoactive fumes.
Damn right.
Including your cannabis. So hopefully it's making, you know, they can come to a good decision.
Okay.
They're basically hotboxing the Vatican at this
moment. Hotboxing the Vatican.
That's what they're doing right now.
Yeah. Can I join? No, I'm a woman.
In spirit. Speaking of Up in Smoke, that was the headline in the Herald this week. Up in Smoke, so they get the award for the weedy pun. Why New Zealand's medical cannabis industry is struggling to make ends meet. And before I struggle to here, have a little turp drink.
Let's make ends meet.
I need it before I talk too much more. We love it. The Terps & Co. In Zone. It's replicating the terpenes of a sativa. So it's the get in the zone.
Get in the zone. I need that.
Like these cardinals. So why, and you know, the old, it is paywalled, this Herald thing, but it's worth it if you want the in-depth, because it is quite in-depth. But the summary, as regular listeners will know, why did it get off with such a hiss and a roar 5 years ago and all that? And like, oh, we're going to, you know, it's the green rush. And then it's all kind of just fizzled out in terms of the local production.
Yeah.
People struggling away if they can keep going. Self-funded investors. So lack of GP education. There are multiple people interviewed on this. Lack of GP education inhibits the kind of demand. It's the bottleneck. And you combine that with these overly tough, as they keep saying, toughest regulations. They call it the highest standards. Ooh. Means the toughest regulations in the world.
Yeah.
Getting off to a very slow start. So places like Canada and that got the head start. And they won, you know, they got legalization. So people scaled right up.
Yes.
And very hard for the local producers to compete with that, and you know, huge capital requirements. And Peter Dunn, actually, the strangest thing about this article is Peter Dunn makes a lot of sense in it, and
it's rare.
Yeah, he positions himself as a friend of cannabis, and this wise old sage, and he did have some good things to say, but let us never forget, he did block cannabis law reform way back when Nandor was a MP. And in subsequent terms, he was the minister in charge of drug policy. And then as soon as he left Parliament, he ran a cannabis company.
Would you look at that?
Which went under.
No.
anyway, here's his fixes, because they make sense. These are the fixes. Listen up. Better education for prescribers. That's what we need. Rather than like, oh, you went to med school 20 years ago when they didn't even talk about it. So let's get some actual good education.
That's right.
And not like these... the College of GPs saying it's bad, don't do it, but actually, well, people are doing it, so let's get some education to the doctors. Address the difficulty of getting products registered into market, and Dunn said, well, if it's approved somewhere else, just approve it here.
Exactly.
Makes sense to me. It's so, you know, if you can get it in America or Canada, just get it here.
Yeah.
Boom.
There you go.
Man, Peter Dunn making sense. Cost pressures have to be addressed, and part of that was the stigma among investors. He might be speaking from experience there. Investors that, you know, just won't, they don't want to get involved. So there you go. So good on them.
Yeah,
I thought so. It's a good article, but as I say, paywalled. But, you know, they've got to pay the bills somehow. Speaking of paying the bills, though, this guy, so this relates to, like, what happens when you don't change the law. So in Canada, you know, they did, and all these companies are successful, excuse me, and exporting and things. Here, we have the succession of seemingly all from Vietnam, some sort of scam where you're promised a job and then you find yourself as an indentured slave worker in a grow house.
Yes, we talked about that once.
It's still
and
going
it was
on.
Sad.
Latest one, this is in Huntley. And he was like, I was just watering plants. So that was kind of the headline. Just watering the plants, ha ha. But not very ha ha, because he thought he had a legitimate job. He paid, you know, to come here. And then when he's here, there's no such job. And he's lost all his money, and you can work off your passage by being the plant waterer.
And he's caught up in something that could get him into trouble.
Well, they bypass the electricity, which is often what happens. You get that fire risk and all the other dodginess that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Tang Trong Ho sentenced to 23 months and 1 week, and will likely be deported on release.
Oh, it's just heartbreaking to hear stories like that. So not on.
And you know, the people running it are still doing it.
Oh,
all will be replaced
so
by others.
Awful.
So, boo! But meanwhile, we'll get on to some good news, which is a series of studies that came out this week, over the last week, none of which have made the media, so shame on them. But we'll fill you in. First one, cigarette smoking poses a greater impact to airway health than cannabis. Of course, a lot of people would suspect that anyway, but some people don't. They think it's all the same. This is in respiratory research. University of California researchers looked at cannabis and tobacco smoke and non-smokers and what they call the exhaled breath condensate, the EBC.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're breathing out there, they're condensing it, I guess,
cool.
And then analysing it. And they expected the cannabis consumers to be like the tobacco consumers. But they weren't. They were like the non-smokers.
Closer to the non-smokers.
Yes, so the tobacco smokers had these inflammatory biomarkers in their exhaled breath condensate.
Mm-hmm.
And the cannabis consumers didn't. And the researchers said, they were closer to non-users and non-smokers. That was a surprise to us.
I wasn't expecting that because, you know, like, as much as it's all right, like, you know, combusting anything and then breathing it in.
Mm.
It shouldn't be great.
Other studies have pointed to the cannabinoids themselves.
Reducing that lung.
So whereas nicotine is toxic to nicotine itself is harmful to your lungs.
Harmful
people
to
say,
lungs.
Oh, it's not harmful, but it actually is to your lung cells, those little hairs. And cannabis isn't.
Lung.
Cannabis reduces inflammation and gets all sorts of good processes going. That's the theory, needs more research, but other studies have pointed to that.
Cool.
There was another one as well, though, this week. Also, this is from Harvard. So you've got University of California and this one from Harvard. Cannabis smoking not linked to increased risk of emphysema or other tobacco-related harms.
Wow.
They did MRI scans on a whole bunch of people, and they found nothing to support that presumption that people have.
And
they're saying it's actually it's different. It's not just the same as smoking tobacco. And plus, of course, a lot of people are vaping these days.
Yeah, it's sounding pretty debunked by this point.
Yes.
Maybe.
And of course, you can avoid not just vaping, you can avoid smoke altogether by having edibles. And certainly overseas, places where it's legal, mm-hmm. that kind of thing has become the number one in many places and among many groups and things.
Yeah.
No edibles approved here yet. But you are, if you have a prescription, you can make your own.
You can make your own.
Yeah,
it's quite easy.
There you go.
Apparently. So I've been told.
I've heard that too. No, I can speak from experience. You get your prescription and you can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
If you need to have it in another way, you want to avoid some smoke.
What do you think of taking it as a tea? Some people do that.
It's kind of like that was almost, I don't want to use the word excuse, but I just said it. But they needed a reason to approve kind of non-super pharmaceutical and... And it is in the pharmacopoeia, the European pharmacopoeia, the New Zealand regulation site. It is in there that you can have herbal things.
Okay.
And so they said, well, if you're putting it in boiling water, you're going to kill any kind of low level of bugs that might be there.
Uh-huh.
Whereas the pharmaceutical stuff is typically irradiated to get it down to like zero bugs.
Oh, okay. So it's pretty pointless.
So it's a slightly different kind of grade almost. But, you know, if you're consuming it fresh, you'd never know. Usually it just has a slightly shorter shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? A year instead of 2 years.
Very interesting.
Here's another one. More good research that you won't see in our media. This is in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association. So, you know, we're kind of talking all gold standard publications and things.
This is big research, man.
So this is Canadian researchers looking at over 8,000 drivers involved in an accident. And their blood, right? Their blood work.
Yes.
Over half had traces of a controlled substance. mm-hmm. which could be a number one was actually depressant pharmaceuticals.
Wow.
Alcohol overall number two, cannabis mm-hmm. number one among younger age groups.
Oh, okay, that kind of under 25.
So, well, so that's that half. So over, slightly over half had a mix of all of that or whatever, or that's what it was. But okay. yeah, as I say, pharmaceuticals were the number one. Mm-hmm. So just bearing that in mind. But while THC was common in younger drivers, most were just at very tiny trace levels. Only 3% were over 5 nanograms.
Okay.
Which is where most places overseas set their laws at around 5.
Yeah.
The law that Labour passed had mm-hmm. it at 5.
Yes.
Now it's at 3.
Oh.
And it's at 1 for a fine. 1 nanogram for a fine.
Ooh.
3 nanogram for a crime.
Oh.
But in most places where it's legal, it's set at 5.
5.
And only 3% were over that. But anyway, when they looked at all of this, although most drivers test positive for THC, alcohol remains the greatest threat to road safety.
Mm.
Again, another one also this week. This is researchers who looked at places where it was legal, like in USA and Canada, versus non-legal as the controlled. The legal status was not associated with reduced traffic safety, and they actually examined, what did they look at? Insurance claims, fatality rates, costs per insurance claim, as a sort of, I guess, for how severe it might be.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, no correlation at all. Wow. But they did cite this previous study from 2023. Traffic deaths fell by an average of 12% in legal states after legalisation.
That's really interesting. I wonder why there was that kind of correlation.
Well, the fall they posit to that you get to control it for a start.
Yeah.
You get to, people are educated on their dosage, yeah. which is on the packet and things. They can more easily stay within doses that will keep them safe drivers.
And expect the results as well.
Yeah, and a substitution for alcohol. So, you know, you've got a drop in alcohol use and therefore a drop in the fatalities.
Oh, that's really cool. I mean, safer roads, cool. Mm. By my standards.
Absolutely. I think the key is correlating it to actual impairment.
Yeah.
And, as we've discussed, that's the kind of tricky thing. But this app, Druid. Yeah, Druid. And there's another one, whatever that one's called. And you can put them on your phone and test yourself.
And that's the thing, you know, if you even think you're going to be slightly impaired to drive, even if you're tired, just, I don't know, check it out. Check out Druid. See if you are really as impaired as you think you are. Yeah.
That's right.
I reckon.
They're looking at rolling it out into some workplaces here.
Cool.
That's very good. I think the Drug Foundation is working on that with some people, so very good.
Groovy.
Very good.
What's coming up?
Well, here's some not so groovy. This is the Wellington bureaucrats that decide the names of children. You'd think the parents did, eh? Or that maybe the person, the child, when they get a bit older, they can choose their own name or go by their middle name.
That'd
Turns out, Ministry of Internal Affairs decides what your name's going to be.
Oh.
And this was quite a bit of news in America because they were like, what the hell? You can call your kid anything over here. This was first reported on my favourite parenting website called Scary Mommy. and they were kind of incredulous. And then they're heralding that. It's been on NBC. And the cannabis link is they declined 3 namings of Sativa.
Oh, that's a beautiful name.
I thought so too. And one of Indica.
Oh.
And I got to say, DIA, you've let one through. I actually know an Indica. It goes by Indy for short. And
yep.
you might have accidentally let that one through, but someone now has cottoned on and no, they banned it.
Oh.
And they also banned things like everyone's favourite 80s singer, Prince.
Oh.
One of my favourites. You wouldn't be able to call your kid Prince here.
That's so weird.
Can't it be like Majesty, Justice? In America, those names actually feature in their top 100.
That's so American.
The DIA won't even claims that over surnames. So you actually, by the letter of their law, you cannot have the surname King or Bishop.
Oh, that's so weird.
So tell that to Chris Bishop.
I found a loophole, though.
What's that?
Can you get like a cat or a dog and call it Indica and Sativa?
You can do whatever you want.
There you go. Loophole. Don't have kids, get some pets.
Very good. Gaming news, Call of Duty is rolling out their Stoner pack. Seth Rogen, you can buy him as a character. $19 New Zealand, and you unlock Stoner Rogen, and you can play as him. Oh. They already have Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yeah.
Good on them.
There you go.
Call of Duty, all you COD fans out there, good news for you. Well, thank you so much, Chris.
That is a pleasure.
Such a pleasure to see you again. Totally. And may you go well on your way.
In the rain.
All right, that was Marijuana Media for this week. Shout out to Chris. It's lovely to see him again.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
To the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.